WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, saying it's time to give education back to the states. The Trump administration is getting ready to dismantle the Department of Education. ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington says an executive order is expected as soon as today.
Most funding for public schools already is at the state and local level, but the department does oversee billions of dollars in funding to help low-income students and students with disabilities. It enforces civil rights laws to prevent discrimination in schools, manages about $1.5 trillion in student loan debt. It also oversees the process for students applying for college financial aid through Pell Grants or FAFSA, for example.
Elon Musk met with congressional Republicans last night on Capitol Hill, trying to further explain the work his Department of Government Efficiency is carrying out, including the mass firings of thousands of federal employees. European Union leaders beginning a day of emergency talks on beefing up their own security and providing more security to Ukraine now that President Trump has halted all funding to Ukraine. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A Racine County teenager is under arrest in connection with the death of his mother. A 15-year-old boy arrested Tuesday night remains in custody as police in the village of Caledonia investigate the woman's death. The preliminary investigation indicates the victim was stabbed and sustained blunt force trauma. Republican legislative leaders want to use a portion of the state's projected $4.3 billion surplus on a tax cut. But during a WISP politics luncheon in Madison this week, Democratic Governor Tony Evers said that doesn't make sense in light of the current uncertainty in Washington, D.C. Evers says he'll likely veto such a tax cut. And another inmate death at a troubled Wisconsin prison. According to the Department of Corrections offender website, 23-year-old Damian Evans died Tuesday at Waupun Correctional Institution. Evans is the sixth inmate to die at Wisconsin's oldest state prison since June of 2023. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 40 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow clouds in the morning. Sunshine in the afternoon, 37. And then we kick it back into the 40s to low 50s by Saturday and Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is a delicious handcrafted family secret since 1976. Get it today, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20. 99.7.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM 704 on Thursday morning. Our flash sale is in progress at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Get 50% off a $25 certificate to Water Street Social Club towards menu items, just $12.50 till 9 a.m. this morning. No code required. Madonna, Lucky Star on Max FM.
90s and more.
No doubt. 99.7 Max FM.
Welcome back.
I'm going to the dentist.
Today is National Dentist Day.
I'm for a trip to the dentist.
32% of adults have untreated cavities.
I don't want to go dentist.
You're not going to the dentist.
When do I get to go to the dentist?
Open your mouth and say,
Let's get the show started.
Come on, let's see those pearly whites.
It's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 7:13 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Yes, it is National Dentist Day. We'll talk about that and calendar days momentarily. But first, let's take a look at this weather forecast. Today, sunny with a high near 40 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, a low of 23. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 42. On Sunday, sunny, a high of 52. Currently, it is 19 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Emily, I'm not going to give too much of a hint of what the temps are looking like to start next week, but it may be time to get the shorts out. How are you today?
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, everybody. I am good. I think the shorts coming out are probably a pretty good hint to what people might be experiencing in terms of balmy weather forecast.
Yes, looking forward to that. So it's going to warm up, melt some of that stuff we got yesterday. No delays to report this morning. I know overnight we had some blowing and drifting in that snow, and it did freeze on some of the roadways and sidewalks. Be careful if you're out and about, and if you've not had a chance to shovel your sidewalk, today's the day to do that. It'll warm up and hopefully thaw out. It was definitely a heavier snow yesterday, so, you know, I'm glad it's done, and, you know, we have a great way to warm up today. We have our flash sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. Our flash sale goes until 9 a.m. this morning, half off a $25 certificate towards menu items at Water Street Social Club. That certificate is just $12.50 till 9 a.m. this morning. Water Street Social Club provides a warm and inviting space, serving cocktails, delectable adult beverages, and delicious food. Enjoy appetizers, handhelds, pasta, and more. This $25 certificate is just $12.50 at MaxFMBigDeals.com till 9 a.m., Emily.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the description of Water Street Social Club. Of course, that's on Water Street in Paradisac. It provides a warm and inviting space, serving cocktails and beers, curated wines, and delicious food. So that is really exciting. That picture of that cocktail, I don't know what that is, but that looks like some kind of frothy chocolate milk deliciousness. So, yeah, if you're into that kind of thing, go for it. Otherwise, you know, they've got a lot of different choices there. So definitely hit up that flash sale, bigdeals.com, until 9 o'clock this morning. That will only be there until it's not. That's what a flash sale is. So it's very exciting, and we'd love to be able to offer these to you guys. So go ahead and get on bigdeals.com and get that deal for yourself today from the flash sale.
Yeah, our MaxFMBigDeals.com flash sale is a limited time only. We did extend it a little bit so people have a little extra time. So again, that goes till 9 a.m. this morning. And Emily, you and I are going to talk about hangovers this morning. And this isn't the type of hangover that you're probably thinking about. If you've got a meeting today, remember to hydrate. Harvard Business Review posted a bunch of stats on how work meetings can give you a hangover. Not a real one, though, Emily.
Nope. They talk about the quote-unquote meeting hangover is a term they use to describe the negative effects of a pointless meeting or one that's not run very well. Chuckling in the background.
Oh, yes.
A study found 28% of meetings cause negative effects on employees. They can leave you feeling less focused, less motivated, and less productive. 90% of workers say it happens to them at least occasionally. The study found meeting hangovers last an average of 2 hours, but sometimes they last the rest of the day or longer. Here are the top five things that can cause one. So before we get into our list, I do want to say, you know, I learned something long ago that I feel like is really just a good piece of advice in terms of if you are in management or leadership and you are the one arranging the meetings, if you can't get it done in 60 minutes or even 40 minutes, there's nothing left to say. 60 minutes should be the absolute longest ever of a meeting, because anything after that, it's like what happens after midnight's never good. That kind of stuff. Like, just don't do it. People are not going to be listening.
You're exactly right. And I'll talk a little bit more about that momentarily. We're going to get into our top five. And we'll start at number five, unequal participation, 39%. So only a few people talked and talked a lot. Low participation overall is next at 38%. Number four is no actionable outcomes, 48%. You talked, but you did not accomplish much. And again, it's about setting a meeting goal. Again, I'll get into that in just a minute. Emily, what's number three?
Yeah, so this morning we're talking about what's called a meeting hangover. So oftentimes employees will feel less focused and frustrated, not heard, you know, kind of a lot of these just wary kind of ways you can feel after sitting through a meeting that maybe was unproductive for your actual work. So number three out of the list of five, poor time management, 53% said so. The meeting, like I was saying before, could have been shorter. So that is absolutely true. Number two on our list of five of meeting hangover results or reasons why you get a hangover from a meeting is lack of a clear agenda or clear objectives. 59% of people interviewed by the Harvard Business Review, or that's what's in the review, said that. They said lack of clear agenda or clear objectives makes for a meeting hangover. Now, this brings us to number one, Dave. I'm going to leave this one to you.
So the number one reason that we experience a work meeting hangover, according to the Harvard Business Review, is too much time talking about stuff that's irrelevant. 59% said yes. Now, bosses can prevent meeting hangovers by listening more and helping the conversation along. Every minute counts. You need to make an ending time and have smaller meetings and fewer people. The top ways to recover from a work meeting hangover include taking a short break when it ends, going for a quick walk, and talking things out with a co-worker.
Don't take things out on your co-workers.
Yeah, don't take it out on your co-workers because that meeting went too long. Talk. I may have done that tongue-in-cheek this morning. And what's the last one that's risky after having a work meeting hangover, Emily?
Yeah, so if you want to kind of, you know, put your heads together and talk through the details of the meeting, that could be really good. But it's risky because if it's about making sense of the meeting, that is good. But here's the reason it's risky. It's venting too much tends to breed negativity. Then your meeting hangover can spread to other people. So this is so true, right? If the meeting ends up being a bunch of people kind of talking about things that are nonsensical and maybe complaining and not having actionable items, then the meeting after the meeting about the meeting is definitely going to continue that kind of banter. So just be thoughtful. You know, I have had too many of these kind of conversations to count in past jobs, and we had spent quite a bit of time kind of venting about the meeting and how the meeting was pointless, and then you continue having a pointless conversation that is fueled by more negativity. So, and frankly, I think the issue here is people have a lot of work to do, and unless meetings end up with, okay, we've talked things through because we stuck to an agenda, we have items that we needed to discuss and break open, and now what are we going to do about them? Unless you have a meeting like that, it's just time to get back to work. Like, that's the thing. People get antsy. They want to get back to their tasks at hand. And I mean, I have to say, oftentimes the meetings that waste of time, we're talking about people who didn't get their work done and not doing the tasks at hand, and then you're being pulled away from your work to talk about it.
So, right.
I don't know. I mean, it's just circles and circles of nonsense in my point. I think meetings are oftentimes can be really helpful and oftentimes can really be not useful of people's time.
I would agree, and I'm going to wrap up with just saying that I've been part of lots of meetings in my career, and I'm not talking about meetings here at this
Me
organization
neither.
Because our meetings here are very well planned, they're organized, we have an agenda, and we have things set in place to talk about and action items. So having an agenda, knowing what you're talking about, sticking to it, and action items, that's the way to do a good meeting. Now, having meetings for having the sake of meetings just doesn't work. I've been at places where they do lots of meetings, and you can get meeting out. And that's why you get the meeting hangover, as we're talking about it this morning, is you do a meeting that is supposed to be only a half hour, last an hour, and then people go talk about things afterwards. So now you're at an hour and a half, and that's an hour and a half of productivity lost. And then if you have a meeting later in the day, and then you're talking about more stuff, and it's like, okay, you got to somehow consolidate that. So the way to prevent that meeting hangover, keep them short, keep an agenda, have action items, and it works out great, right, Emily?
It does. And I can tell you from years of being in management, if you want people to come to the meeting and have a positive attitude, feed them. Like, bring a snack, bring some muffins, feed them lunch. You know, that you're going to get appreciation from the jump that way. So, and then people, you know, they oftentimes are working really hard and maybe they haven't eaten, right? If you're having a noon meeting, you need to give lunch. You need to do something to make people, you know, because otherwise they need to be able to fuel themselves to keep working, right? And if they're sitting through a meeting hungry, or they don't have anything to drink. You know, I mean, it's just, just not okay. Yeah, so keep your meeting agenda items, action items, 30 minutes, maybe 45. You know, that's really how to get it done. And then let people give their opinions. If you're sitting there being talked at for an hour, that's not going to get anywhere. So, yeah, I think Dave and I have strong feelings about this, but we want to repeat about meeting hangovers and about meetings in general. We are not talking about civic media. We both love this place, and I have never had an experience like that here. So Dave and I are here because we've had past jobs did not work out in the way that make us happy. So my current situation is wonderful, and I think Dave can say the same. So anyhow, I think everybody's been through this. So that's our Wednesday morning rant. It's Thursday,
Emily. Welcome to Thursday, bud. We'll let you get a little break so you can get into your Thursday routine here.
It's my favorite day. Okay, yay, it's Thursday.
Yay,
all right.
It's Thursday. So even better news, it's Thursday, Emily. So, and we'll have you back at 7:40 as we celebrate our Thursday birthdays and anniversaries. The morning show is brought to you by Maribor State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the legacy of Val Phillips, the trailblazing civil rights leader, is also the first African-American woman elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly. Phillips was born in Milwaukee, and though she faced both racial and gender barriers, she remained strong in her fight for equality. She helped pass groundbreaking laws to desegregate public housing while also fighting for voting rights. Her courage and determination wasn't just for Wisconsin, but for the nation. And Phillips' legacy continues to inspire those who believe in justice, showing that one voice can spark change. These are the stories continuing to inspire all of us every day. And as we honor them, we will also recognize the powerful women who are still writing history. I'm Terry Barr.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home. Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Don't miss this party.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Now like I loved you then. This is the road and these are the hills. For more
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:31 on Thursday morning. Shop local and save big at Max FM, bigdeals.com. It is our flash sale today until 9 a.m. You can get half off a $25 certificate towards menu items at the Water Street Social Club until 9 a.m. This $25 certificate to Water Street Social Club is just $12.50. No code required. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com for our flash sale going till 9 a.m. Coming up at 7:40, we are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. If you know someone that's celebrating, please text those into us now, 608-355-9970. Also at 7:50, Ben Bromley will join us for Weekends Are Best. We're going to talk about everything going on in the Baraboo area. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
A big night for Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm Bill Scott with sports. He had 32 points, 15 rebounds, surpassing 20,000 career points as the Bucks won their fourth straight, 137-107 over the Mavericks. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
I think that's what makes him such a unique player. He was drafted by the Bucks. He's won a title by the Bucks, and he's still a Buck, and he wants to be. And loves the town, loves the people. The people love him back. He's made this a place where people want to come, you know, in a lot of ways in play. just says so much about him.
Damian Lillard, who also has more than 20,000 points in his career, led the way with 34. College basketball, 12th-ranked Wisconsin coming from behind to beat Minnesota 74-67 at Williams Arena. Out east, Marquette fell to UConn 72-66. Badger women saw their season end opening round of the Big Ten tournament. They were throttled by Iowa 81-54. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 40 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow clouds in the morning. Sunshine in the afternoon, 37. And then we kick it back into the 40s to low 50s by Saturday and Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is a delicious handcrafted family secret since 1976. Get it today, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:35 on Thursday morning. We're celebrating birthdays and anniversaries next. If you know someone that's celebrating, text those into us now. 608-355-9970. We'll talk about those after Glenn Fry. The heat is on Max FM.
Thank you.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:39 on Thursday morning, and the heat is on to shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. It is our flash sale until 9 a.m. this morning. We have half off a $25 certificate towards menu items at the Water Street Social Club. The Water Street Social Club provides a warm and inviting space, serving some adult beverages and delicious food. Enjoy appetizers, handhelds, pasta, and more. This $25 certificate is towards menu items. It is half off today only until 9 a.m., $12.50. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. What a deal that is, Emily.
It sure is. I like the looks of that place, and I would sure like to have somebody buy something on the flash sale and take me for lunch there. Just kidding.
Where's Rob?
Exactly. But yeah, it does. It looks like a beautiful place. I haven't had a chance to be there yet, but it looks, I mean, Prairie du Sac is so pretty. Like, it's just nice. All of the places around that area are gorgeous. It's going to be an excuse. Once you buy like a gift certificate, then you have an excuse to go and take yourself out. You're like, I'll have to go use this gift certificate, you know? So just treat yourself, buy it, get it in your pocket, and then you'll have an excuse to go out to eat. It's a great trade-off, I say. So it's only till 9 this morning, folks. So make sure to get that for yourselves or your loved ones.
Well, we did twist a few arms to let us have the flash sale a little bit longer because they had been an hour long. And I said, you know, let's make them just a little bit longer, give people time to get there, get that item in their cart. So I know if people are driving, we don't want them driving and shopping because that never works well. So
please don't do that.
Don't do that. I strongly advise against it. It is Thursday, March 6th, and we're going to celebrate celebrity birthdays. And we have some good ones on here. We have... Let's see, Tyler, the Creator, is 34 years old. Yellowstone is 40, known as Lorna Morello on Orange is the New Black. Bubba Sparks is 48. And, oh, we got a good sports one. Shaquille O'Neal is 53. Ooh. Emily, who else? Oh, my goodness, so many.
Shaq would have been older, huh?
I was thinking the same thing.
Maybe they're full of it.
Yeah, maybe someone's got a typo here because, you know, you and I normally have these where we're like, wow, we didn't realize they were that age. And this one we're thinking, yeah.
Yeah, wow. I thought he would have been older for sure. But there's a couple that tie in together in an interesting way, which is really super random. So Martin Cove is 49. He was the villain in Karate Kid. So he played the Cobra Kai instructor, John Kreese. And what a villain he was. He was just awful. Oh, my gosh. He, like, emulated that kind of, like, bully dude of the 80s. I mean, he was bullying some kids. I mean, that just goes to show you that, like, generations have changed even in movie making because kind of behavior will put you in jail now. But anywho, and then also Jacob Bertrand is 25. He plays Hawk on the show Cobra Kai. So rando birthday connections. Those guys should hang out
very
today.
Interesting.
Also, oh, Tyler, the Creator, I know you mentioned him, but my daughter and my sister-in-law just went to go see him in Milwaukee in February, and they said he was hands down just an incredible performer. The show is crazy, crazy good. So if people like him and can make it out to see him ever, apparently it is fabulous. So here's some other ones coming up here. Connie Britton is 58. She plays Raina James on Nashville and Abby Clark on 9-1-1. Good old Tom Arnold is 66. So at one point, he was married to Roseanne Barr. I believe they had a bad divorce, if I recall, and things are not looking good there, but that's okay. He's a funny guy. I thought he would be older. Maybe my
I was thinking so, too, when
really
I saw
weird.
Him on our list because, you know, I thought for sure he was going to be...
I don't know. I mean, he looked like an old guy back when I watched the show.
So right.
That's why, but that was a really long time ago, and everyone looked old then, so that's fair. Let's see. I this is so big. So David Gilmour, 79,
yes.
Pink Floyd, folks. Pink Floyd.
Yes.
I remember being little and having when Pink Floyd came into Madison, and that was just a big to-do. They had the Flying Pig over the, it was a plate of Camp Randall. I mean, it was such a big deal, right? So Pink Floyd's a legend. This dude's a legend. Happy birthday to him. 79 years old. Next year's the big one for him. I hope he gets a card shower and all the things that you're supposed to get when you're 80, if you're my grandma, at least. Who else do we have on here? Let's see. Well, what do you see?
We also have Rob Reiner, a 78 director of This Is Spinal Tap, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, A Few Good Men. But they say your grandparents may know him as Meathead on All the Family. Wait, I know him as Meathead. I'm not a grandparent.
Oh, no. Dave entered the echelon of the grandparent
age.
I
know. That one hit me hard, and I had to say when it's on our list. I'm like, wait, no. Let's see. Christy D is 78. Biggest hit is in 1976. Don't Go Breaking My Heart with Elton John. She also rocked out on the song I Got the Music in Me. I'm sure you will hear Kevin Kellogg play that this weekend at the Saturdays at the 60s and 70s. So, yes. I'm in shock by some of these that are on our list today, Emily. You know, you think when you realize some of these ages, you're like, wait a minute. So, yes, very shocked. Now, we do also have a local birthday today, Emily, as well.
We do. Ooh, we have, let me see here.
Ooh,
we
have you got a little feedback birthday going on there.
I don't know. Happy birthday to Nicole Crucial. I think I said that right. Or Crucial. Nicole, happy birthday. It's a sunny day today. You know, yesterday, if it was your birthday, you'd have been fighting some weather. Today, it's sunny. It's going to warm up. So happy birthday to you. Celebrate yourself. Do something fun. Treat yourself. Go get a Big Deals of the Day flash sale item and take yourself to lunch. You know, there's so many ways to celebrate. So happy birthday to you.
And I'm sure that PJ will treat you very nicely on your birthday. And I'm sure he's going to be just the nicest husband all day long to you as well. So, Nicole, enjoy your day today. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10 this morning. And, you know, we are going to continue our fun this morning of things that we're talking about. Now, we have the flash sale. But at 8:10 this morning, we're going to talk about the new version of Monopoly. And we're going to talk about the banker. That's going to be interesting.
Ooh, that is good. Yeah, because the old version of Monopoly, the banker was definitely the bad guy. So we'll see what the new version leads to.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. Just a preview ahead on that one. So you'll be back with us at 8:10. Ben Bromley's going to step into the door. And we're going to talk about why weekends are best. Brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the fun zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
Good morning, Ben. How are you doing today?
Doing A-okay, Dave. How about you?
I am doing fantastic. The sun is out. It's warming up. We're going to melt all that precipitation that fell down yesterday.
That's the spirit. You know, you're talking about this Monopoly banker being evil. For some reason, visions of Brandon Wegner are filling my head. I don't know.
You know, now that you mention that, I hadn't even gone down that path yet, but yeah, now you got me thinking about Brandon. I'm sure he's going to be real excited about that. Maybe we'll hear from Brandon before we get done and talk about why weekends are best.
All right. Well, yes, let's move off of that potentially divisive topic and talk about the events we've got coming up. In fact, I've got a winner for you tonight, Dave. This is a Sauk County Historical Society event. It's called Picture Perfect, worth 1,000 words. They're going to be doing this at the library. And as you might imagine, this is going to be a showcase of the Society's photo collection. 6 to 8 p.m. tonight at the library.
That is going to be a great event. So again, that is tonight. And if people want information about these events, where do they go in case they miss something? They want to find out about these events.
Absolutely. Yeah, you and I sometimes are only able to skim the tip of the iceberg. So you can find the full calendar at the Chamber website, baraboo.com.
Baraboo.com. All right. So that event is tonight. Now I see we have a neat thing coming up tomorrow night. Let's talk about that.
Yes, we've got some great live music options for you this weekend. So coming to Legacy Dinner Theater tomorrow night, it's a U2 tribute group. It's called Without U2. Get it?
play on words there.
Right. Of course, they're going to play all the U2 classics. That's going to start Friday at 7 p.m. up at Legacy Dinner Theater.
All right. And that's tomorrow night. Now, we have a lot of music going on Saturday as well.
We sure do. Let's get this ball rolling here. Saturday afternoon, you can have some wine and enjoy some live music at Broken Bottle Winery. Noah Hittner will be performing. That's from 1:30 till 4:30 Saturday afternoon. Now, Balanced Rock Winery also has some live music planned. Justin Routebush will perform at Balanced Rock from 3 until 5:30.
All right, so some great music, and oh, I see a couple of other things going on that. Ooh, ooh. I'm looking at this list. Murder at the Mardi Gras Masquerade Ball. This looks interesting.
And you know, I should have double checked before we came on. I think this one is sold out. I could be wrong, but it never hurts to look into it. But just to set everyone's expectations accordingly, there might not be any spots left. But Ringling House Bed and Breakfast is going to host the Murder at the Mardi Gras Masquerade Ball. And of course, the B&B, now for the old-timers, the locals, this is the Big Yellow House on 8th Street. They host murder mysteries pretty regularly, several times a year. And this one, of course, is, as you might imagine, is going to have a Mardi Gras theme. That's going to take place starting at 5, going till 9 or so on Saturday. But yeah, if you want to give the Ringling House B&B a buzz or check out the listing here at baraboo.com, get more info and see if there might be a spot or two left.
Good to know there. And we did hear back from Mr. Wagner as well. We'll talk about that in just a second.
Good test to see who's listening when you mention them on the air.
Yes. Yes. He's not an evil banker. We love him. And we also have a Motley Crue tribute. This is going to be a blast. Ben, are you going to this one by chance?
You know, that's a great question. I might have to, because you know I love me some 80s hairband rock.
Yes, you do.
So this is going to be a Motley Crue experience. You know, break out your mullets, your leather pants, get ready to rock. 7 p.m. at Legacy Dinner Theater for some Motley Crue music.
Yeah. So now, Ben, you got to make sure you have your leather pants if you're going to that then.
Well, yeah, I mean, it never hurts. I mean, I always have them handy just in case.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, that's going to be a great event. And again, that's up at the Legacy Dinner Theater. That is going to be, you know, Motley Crue tribute. Oh, man. There's so much great things happening this weekend in the Baraboo area. I love it.
Several good options for you.
Yeah, and I know that there's going to be more as the weather starts to warm up. There's going to be more events happening, and, you know, I'm looking forward to some of them coming up even next weekend. I'm not going to sneak ahead yet, though.
Take it one day at a time, Dave.
Yeah, is there anything else that you want to add, Ben?
Hey, those are the highlights. Do we want to discuss what our favorite banker has to say?
Oh, we can. Yeah, definitely.
We got a second.
Yeah, we basically wanted to make sure that he's able to make sure he can make his tea time. We'll go with that. So, I sent you the whole message in our direct messaging there this morning, Ben, so you can get a good chuckle out of that. But, you know, I'm pretty sure that Brandon wants to make sure he can make that tee time. I know he was mentioning to one of the art golf courses that had opened in January that he wanted to get out golfing in the snow. I don't know if he actually went out golfing or not. So we'll have to stay tuned to find out if our favorite Brandon got his golf in yet.
Stay tuned, everyone. You don't want to miss this update.
Yeah, I know. This could be a lot of fun. So I don't even know what kind of golfer he is, though. I mean,
he's a fine golfer, as so many bankers are.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely not a banker, so you can imagine how my golf game is. And Ben, we appreciate you joining us. Definitely taking time out of your busy schedule to be here. And again, if people want to find out about these events or the ones that are coming up, how do they do that again?
Yeah, all you got to do is head to baraboo.com.
Baraboo.com. Go look at the full events calendar. Ben, you're going to be back with us next Thursday.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Dave.
You bet. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Ben, for joining us from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce. Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the fun zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pizza Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
Maximum hits. Max FM.
21st century is yesterday. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. Something about you, girl, that makes me sweat.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
let's forget about it.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Elon Musk meeting with congressional Republicans last night. After word comes, the IRS is planning to cut half of its workforce and the Department of Veterans Affairs cutting over 70,000 employees.